Welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super easy. Today we're going to show you how you can make a square bubble at home, hovercraft at home,
scary slime,
rainbow in a tube, lava art, homemade lava lamp, how to measure your lung capacity, how water can defy gravity, orange candle, magic match trick. Square bubble at home. It's a really simple experiment. All you're going to need for this one is some washing up liquid, some glycerin, scissors, 12 straws, 6 pipe cleaners, and a large bucket of water. Make sure that there's an adult present. The first step is to add some washing up liquid to your water. This is normally how you'd make a bubble mixture, but the secret ingredient in this case is to add some of the glycerin. This will help your bubbles to last longer. Give the mixture a bit of a stir with your hands, gently. Then take your pipe cleaners and cut them down the middle very carefully. Then take your straws and cut them halfway down as well. The straws need to be long enough to fit onto the pipe cleaners with a bit of space at each end. Take 3 of the pipe cleaners and twist the ends together into a pyramid shape. You'll need to make 4 of these pyramids. The next step is to take your straws and thread them around each of the pipe cleaners. This is so that when you come to making a bubble cube, the edges of the bubble have a smooth surface to cling to. When all of the straws are on the pipe cleaners, you can start to make your cube shape. Very carefully twist the ends of the pipe cleaners around each of the corners, and very soon you'll have your very own cube. It won't look perfect, but that's not too important. Very carefully dip the cube into the bubble mixture. You'll see that it's created flat surfaces, but if you shake the cube, the surfaces mix together and create crazy shapes. I bet you never thought you'd be able to make a bubble that shape. The next step is to take a straw and blow some of the bubble mixture into the centre. And there you can see a cube in the middle. If you blow more inside, the cube will get bigger. You could always suck some more air out to make the cube smaller. Have fun playing with your bubble cubes, trying all different kinds of shapes and sizes. Why not show your friends how to make their own bubble cube, and you can see who can make the best. Make your very own hovercraft at home. It's a really simple experiment. All you're going to need for this one is a sports bottle lid, a balloon, a CD, and some glue. What you need to do first of all is take the sports bottle lid, put some glue around the outside edge, and stick it very firmly onto the centre of the CD, completely covering the hole in the middle. Make sure you give it long enough for the glue to completely dry. Then blow up your balloon and hold on to the neck. Twist it round a few times so that you can hold it more easily. Then take the neck of the balloon and stretch it over the sports cap. You'll have to be quite careful with this, as it is a bit tricky. Once you've done that, you're ready to go. Simply place your hovercraft onto a flat surface, pull the bottle cap into the open position, and watch it go. Wow, look at it go! This works because as the balloon deflates, it pushes air underneath the CD, creating a cushion of high pressure air that lifts the hovercraft. And there we go, that's how you make it.
Scary slime!
Isn't that cool?
For this experiment, you're going to need 2 bowls, 1 teaspoon of borax, 1/2 cup of PVA glue, a spoon, 1/2 cup of water, another cup of water, green food dye, and a Ziploc bag. What you need to do first is mix your teaspoon of borax with 1 cup of water. Use the spoon to stir the mixture until all of the borax is completely dissolved into the water. Keep on stirring. Then you need to get 1/2 cup of water into your bowl. Add the green food dye. Get it right in there, enough to make it a really cool colour. And then add the PVA glue. Stir the glue into the water and the food dye mixture until it starts to swirl and swirl and you get a thick, gooey paste. You'll see that the colour is completely mixed in with all of the glue and the water. Then you take your borax mixture and mix it into the glue mixture. You'll see that it very quickly starts to thicken. Use the spoon to continue stirring the mixture until it gets thick enough to use your hands. Then use your hands to pull all the separate strands of goo out and separate it from the water using your second bowl. At this point, it should be really slimy and gooey.
Disgusting!
Make sure you get as much of the mixture separated from the water as possible.
Did you know the PVA glue in the scary slime is called a polymer? When a polymer mixes with the sodium borate, or borax, they combine to produce one giant new molecule. This new compound is able to absorb huge amounts of water, which creates the slime. The first kind of slime was invented by accident in the year 1043 by James White, while searching for an alternative way to make rubber. Isn't that crazy?
Take your Ziploc bag and very carefully pour what's left of the slime into the bag. Seal up the top of the bag. This will stop from making a mess. And then you can see your scary slime mixture.
Rainbow in a tube. This is a really great experiment. Now all you're going to need are 4 glasses, a mini test tube, a syringe, some food dye in 4 different colours, sugar, and 60 millilitres of water per cup. What you need to do is place your 4 glasses in a row and add sugar to each of them. In the first glass, add 1 tablespoon. In the second glass, add 2 tablespoons. In the third glass, add 3 tablespoons. And in the fourth glass, add 4 tablespoons. Make sure you get the measurements right, because this will become important later on. Once you've measured the sugar into each of the bowls, add 60 millilitres of water to each glass. This will dissolve the sugar and create a sugar water solution. You'll need to stir the water to make sure that the sugar is fully dissolved into the water. This might take some time, so be patient. If you find that you have problems dissolving the sugar into the water, why not try using warm water, or just microwaving it for a few seconds. Then, into glass number 1, add some red food dye. Into glass number 2, add yellow food dye. In glass number 3, use green food dye. And in glass number 4, use blue food dye. Next, take your mini test tube. And from glass number 4, use the syringe to fill the bottom of the test tube with blue sugar solution. You might need to do this 3 or 4 times. Then wash out your syringe with clean water. And from glass number 3, take some green sugar solution and add that very slowly and carefully into the test tube. You'll see that the sugar solution sits on top of the blue sugar solution. This is because it has a different density to the blue sugar solution. The blue solution, with more sugar in it, is thicker than the green. The green is thicker than the yellow, and the yellow is thicker than the red. This means that they sit on top of each other. In science, when a solution is thicker than another, we say that it has more density. Density is nothing to do with weight or size, but simply how many atoms there are inside something. For another example of density, you can look at our lava lamp video. If you hold a light up to the rainbow glass, you'll see all the different colours shining through. This is a really great, really simple and really fun experiment. Lava art. What you're going to need for this experiment is 1/2 cup of water, 1/4 cup of oil, 1/4 cup of salt, some food dye, and a glass. Firstly, take the water and pour it into the glass. Then add a few drops of food dye. You can choose any colour that you like, but we've chosen red for this example, and stir it into the water. Then, very carefully, pour your oil into the water. You'll see that it floats to the surface. The oil floats on top of the water because it is lighter than the water. Then take some salt and pour it through the oil and into the water. You'll see that it sinks through and lands quite heavily into the water. Since the salt is heavier than the oil, it sinks straight down into the bottom of the glass, but it also takes some of the oil and some air with it. This creates bubbles inside the salt, and as the air starts to rise back through the salt, it picks up the oil with it and goes straight through the water and back to the oil. This creates a lava effect. You can use as many different colours in your lava to create cool lava art as you like. We've chosen red so that it contrasts with the yellow oil. If you want, you can try adding extra colours into the mixture. For this example, we're using drops of blue food dye. You'll see that it sinks straight through the oil and into the water. As it drops through the oil, it gets coated and turns into small bubbles of blue food dye. How crazy is that? Now it's time to get creative. How many different kinds of food dye can you use in your experiment? Remember, there are loads of colours to try. Now it's time to add some more salt into the glass. What do you think's going to happen? You'll see that as you pour the salt and it hits the bottom of the glass, it disturbs the bubbles of blue food dye. These then mix with the salt and the oil and rises back up to the surface. And as it goes, they burst and disperse blue food dye into the red water. You can keep doing this with as many different colours and as many different layers of salt as you like. Why don't you send us some pictures or even videos of your own crazy lava art? Look at that, isn't that cool? Isn't it amazing how different liquids mix differently and how much fun you can have experimenting with them? There's loads of different options you can try. In fact, why not try a different liquid instead of water? And there you go, that's how you make your very own lava art at home. Homemade lava lamp. What you're going to need for this experiment is an empty bottle, a bottle of cooking oil, a small box, a torch, some food dye, some Alka-Seltzer, a funnel, and water.
First of all, take your water and your funnel and very carefully pour some water into your bottle. You'll need to fill the bottle about a quarter of the way up. Then take your vegetable oil and using the same funnel, pour it into the bottle. You'll see that the oil sits on top of the water. This is because oil is less dense than water. Then take your food dye. For this experiment, I've chosen to use blue because it's my favourite colour, but you can use any that you like. And place some food dye inside the bottle. You'll see that it immediately goes straight through the oil and into the water. Then take your Alka-Seltzer, break up one of the tablets, and drop them through the neck of the bottle. As they pass through the oil and hit the water, they start to dissolve. The bubbles from the reaction then passes through the oil, carrying the food dye and the water with it, creating coloured bubbles. Isn't that great? If you want to make your lava lamp look really cool, take your light and your box with a small hole cut in the top, and place your bottle on top of it. Once you turn out any other lights and place another Alka-Seltzer inside, you'll see the same reaction happening again, but this time it looks really cool. What's great about this is you can use the same bottle again and again and again. All you have to do is break up another Alka-Seltzer and put it through the neck. And there we have it. That's how you make your very own lava lamp at home using really simple ingredients. How to measure your lung capacity. This is a really simple experiment. All you're going to need is a measuring cup, a jug of water, a large bottle, a marker pen, some tape, a funnel, a length of hose, and a large bowl of water. Firstly, take your tape and place a strip along the entire length of your large bottle. Make sure it's fixed securely. Then take your funnel, put it into the neck of the bottle, and pour 250 milliliters of water inside. Then take your marker pen and make a small line on the level of the water. You'll need to repeat this several times until the bottle is full. Make sure to measure very carefully so that the experiment is accurate. Keep going. You'll need to be patient for this one. When you've made your final mark, this is what the bottle will look like. Then take a bit more water and fill up the whole bottle. The next part of the experiment is quite tricky, so you may need help from an adult. Place one hand over the neck of the bottle and very carefully turn it upside down and place the neck inside the water. Doing this will mean that all of the water inside the bottle stays in and none gets poured out. Then take the hose and very carefully, making sure that the neck of the bottle stays inside the water, place one end of the hose inside the bottle. The way this experiment works is that by blowing air inside the bottle, you're replacing all of the water inside with air. Then using the marks on the side of the bottle, you can simply count what volume of water has been replaced. All that's left is to use one hand to hold the bottle down, and then, taking a deep breath in, blow as hard as you can through the hose. When you're finished, count all of the marks that are above the water level. You can see here that after I've done it, there are 17 marks above the water level. Then, using this simple maths, you can work out your lung capacity. 17 times 250 equals 4,250 millilitres. Divide this number by 1,000 and you get 4.25, which is the number of litres of my lung capacity. This number will change depending on how many marks are left when you finish blowing in. How water can defy gravity. Now, for this experiment, you're going to need a glass half filled with water, a piece of card, and a bucket. Very simply, take the glass, put the piece of card on top and hold it firmly down with your hand, then swiftly turn the glass upside down. You'll see that a little bit of water escapes, but otherwise everything stays inside. And when you take your hand away, you'll see that the card is sucked onto the surface of the glass. This is because gravity is trying to pull the water out of the glass, but the card prevents any air from getting inside, which creates a vacuum. The water is literally defying gravity. Now, if you hold the glass above your bucket and pull the card away, you'll see that the water instantly pours out. This is because air is able to get inside the glass and replace the water. And there you have it. That's how you can make water defy gravity. Orange candle, proving that you don't need a wick and wax to make a candle. For this experiment, you're going to need some matches, an orange, a knife, a sharp knife, so do be careful, and some olive oil. Firstly, take your knife and very carefully cut into the orange. You want to cut deep enough to go just beyond the skin, but no further than that. Make sure you cut all the way around the orange. Then very carefully, using your thumb, dig into the orange just below the layer of the skin. The reason we're being so careful is because even though we want to remove all of the orange, we want to try and keep the stalk from the center of the orange attached to the skin, because that's going to be really important later on. Carefully pull the two halves of the orange apart and place one of the halves to one side. Then very carefully remove the orange from the inside of the skin. If you twist the orange out, you'll see that the stalk stays attached to the inside of the skin. There you go, easy. You should be left with something that looks a little bit like an upside down mushroom. Then take some of your oil and pour it inside the orange skin. You want to make sure that some of the oil gets on top of the stalk of the orange. Then take your matches and very carefully start to light the stalk of the orange. This might take a little bit of time, so do be patient. Eventually, you'll see that the stalk of the orange catches light. This is because the orange acts as a natural wick for the oil. A candle burns by vaporizing the wax, or in this case, olive oil. If you like, you can also use the other half of the orange to create a windshield for your orange to make sure that it stays alight for longer. And there you go, that's how you make your very own orange candle. Magic match trick. All you'll need for this experiment are a few simple ingredients. You'll need a coin, some scissors, a matchbox, and some matches. Because we're using sharp scissors and a flame in this experiment, make sure an adult is present when you're performing it. Firstly, take your scissors and make a very small hole near one end of the matchbox. It just has to be big enough for you to put a match inside. Place the coin at the other end of the matchbox. Take your two matches and place one through the hole that you've made with the scissors, making sure that it's upright. Then very carefully take your second match and balance it with one end on top of the coin and the head balancing on top of the other match. Here's where the trick comes in. I bet you can't take the coin away without knocking the match over. It doesn't work, but there is a very simple solution to this problem. Light the leaning match in the middle. You'll see that eventually the flame reaches the end of the match, ignites the head of both of the matches,
and after a few seconds the match will rise up and appear to float. Then you're able to simply take the coin away very easily. The way that this works is that when the match ignites, both of the heads light at the same time. Because of the intense heat, the match heads fuse together, meaning that they stick together as they burn, and as the match curls up due to being on fire, it appears to float. And there you have it, that's how you make magic matches at home. I hope you've enjoyed this experiment, and please come back next time to find out what exciting science we'll be doing then. Leave any comments in the box below, and share the video with friends and family. See you soon!